Annette Wehi is with us today. We normally talk kapaka, of course, with Annette, but today she's got a mahi working with Toitū Tairāwhiti, and we want to acknowledge the Built Smart facility that's going to be created to allow 18 full-time kaimahi. It can build up to 24 homes simultaneously, and they're going to have a covered facility, so rain, hail or shine, houses are going to be turned out from Toitū Tairāwhiti Māori Trades Training, where many of our own people will learn the intricacies of construction and, more importantly, I guess, getting these houses to the people who need them most. Annette, thanks for joining us on the show today. Tēnā koe te tui, Annette. Hey, but different the cup, Aka Aces.
Yeah. Oh, hey, that's brewing along there with lots of Sydney coming up next February at Eden Park. So, yeah, but today we'll talk about housing.
Cool. What's the tie-up for you? How did you get involved in this space, Annette?
Well, pretty much during COVID, Tapa and I had been, well, we've been thinking about moving back to Tairāwhiti to live anyway for probably the last 5 years, but that kind of got accelerated a little bit. And after COVID, we moved home and we were thinking about buying a house or building a house. And then we had our whānau here and living in Tāmaki, but wanting to come home. So I wandered into a meeting with Willy Tiaho, the legend. And he shared the story about what he was doing with housing in Raukokore around the East Cape. And that's how we got started. But pretty much, you know, there's the housing crisis in Tairāwhiti has been well documented in terms of we don't have enough public housing. The rental properties that we do have are really not healthy for our whānau to live in, and the prices have just kept rising and rising. We have a lot of whānau that had access to their own whenua, but never had access to any, you know, means in terms of finances to do a new build or to bring in a pre-loved home. So pretty much that's how we started.
Didn't agree on that. And so are you working now for Toitū Tairāwhiti Built Smart?
No, Toitū Tairāwhiti Housing. So I'm the Managing Director for Toitū Tairāwhiti Housing, which is consists of six iwi. So we've got Te Whakato here over at Opotiki, and then we go around the Cape to Te Whānau Apanui, come down the coast, Ngāti Porou, come into Tūranga, to Te Aitanga, Mahaki, Rongo Whakata, and Ngaita Manuhiri. So those are our six iwi that we're working with. And probably, you know, our iwi haven't worked together probably since World War II, but this kaupapa is big enough that we all know that we have to work together just to get our people into affordable and healthy homes. So that's it. I'm the Managing Director. The Built Smart part came about because we were looking for who can we partner with to build us homes that are healthy and affordable for our kāinga. And Willy Tiaho went into Built Smart in Rahui Pōkika and Huntley there. So we've already, through Te Aitanga, Mahaki and Apanui, we already started having Built Smart build their homes, over in Huntley, and then they would be transported around the coast and the Cape to our people here. So during COVID, when Auckland and Hamilton had the long lockdowns, we had a problem getting our houses out to site, and then we had problems getting our getting a supply of materials into Tairāwhiti. So we thought, actually, we need to do this ourselves and have more control over the whole housing supply chain. So we went to Kānoa, who are part of MB, the economic development arm of MB, and got a loan there for $4 million to build this facility. So the facility is down here, and there's six smart shelters, which are kind of 25 by 25 metre, and in there we can build, at full capacity, we can build four houses at a time, over six smart shelters, so up to 24 homes can be built at a time. At the moment, we've got, we sent away, or we asked our whānau, all of our contractors down here and business owners, let's go to Built Smart first in Huntley, Rahui, Pōkika. Let's go there and make sure that we're going to be a good fit. So we sent over some of our business owners, painters, decorators, plumbers, electricians, builders, all of them went there. We had a meeting with them, and then about 2 months later, we sent over two of our building crews. They went over and they learnt how to, the whole built smart system in terms of building our homes. It took them 7 weeks to build two homes, and then those homes were shipped back to Tairawhiti, and they're ready for opening now. So the Minister, Pene Henare, visited one of the homeowners out in Whangara last Friday after the built smart opening, and just had a kōrero to her about her housing journey for her whānau and what it actually means to be able to own your own home on your own whenua and come home after, you know, a pretty tumultuous life, including homelessness. So the facility is in Tūranga. 18 plus full-time kaimahi will be there. That's a joint venture with Puitu Tairawhiti Housing and Built Smart in Huntly.
Wonderful description. Thank you. And, of course, we've been tracking Willie Taho, although he's often out of range now. I haven't spoken to him for ages. If you see him, tell him that Dale is after him in a nice way, Annette. Because he sort of stepped us through all of this. And, you know, we've been amazed at what he's been able to achieve at Raukokere with the establishment of orchards because, you know, people want to return home, but they want some mahi, eh? They want some purposeful mahi. And so you sort of have to get all your ducks in a row. And Willie's, he's a good hustler like that, isn't he?
Oh, yeah, no, he's the man. He's, for us, you know, he was described in the last week as our contemporary Māori Pōtiki. You know, he's an innovator, he can be a disruptor if he needs to be, he's an entrepreneur, and right at the heart is he cares about our people, he loves our people, and he'll back the underdog, and he'll get things moving. So, you know, he's been our champion with our housing kaupapa, and it's probably good to mention that, you know, it's no good having housing if our whānau don't have mahi. And so we're working hand in hand with the investment in the whenua as well as investment in housing. So they've got to go together, or it's no good bringing a whole lot of people back to mahi and then they've got nowhere to live. So they really go hand in hand. And as you say, you know, Willie has a foresight, has a vision to make sure that all the ducks are lined up. And he still continues to be our advisor.
You know, his phone still says he's retired. But that's, you know, he's our gumboot-wearing lawyer, and you know, he can make things happen. No, good on him. And, you know, I've driven past that Built Smart facility heaps of times down there in Rahui Pōkeka over the years. So, you know, that it's undercover, that's a real bonus, isn't it? So that you can still make houses because, well, the sun's always shining, I suppose, when you're undercover in those facilities that you've built. I'm really excited about what you're championing there, Annette, and you know, not so much just for the houses that are being built, but for the lives of the people who will experience change because of having that whare on their whenua and what that might bring to them on the inside. Not just a warm and healthy home to live in, but, you know, I'm talking more on the inside of them personally.
Yeah.
It'll be quite massive. Must be neat for you. You're still twirling the poises?
Yeah, still twirling the pools. We had a big site visit at Ngānawai Eden Park yesterday with all of our Te Hāpai O, all of our volunteers. Probably had about close to 100 people there yesterday, going around and checking out how we're going to manaaki the motu. But hey, just before I shoot off, Dale, I just wanted to say too, you know, like the whole housing kaupapa, it's not just about housing, it's actually about the oranga of the whānau and oranga of the whenua. A lot of our whenua has been sitting there lame for a long time. We haven't used it, but now we get to go back and put them, reconnect the whakapapa and the whānau with the whenua. So it's way more, you know, the whole housing kaupapa, yes, it is a house, but it's also about building economic resilience for the whānau, for the contractors, the tradies, the businesses, and the whole region. So, it's a mean kaupapa to be part of. It's hard out, probably hardest I've ever had to work in my whole life, working amongst our six iwi. But you know, the rewards are wicked when a whānau moves in and they know that they're paying off a home that they're going to own and it'll be passed on to their tamariki mokopuna in the future.
It's just a fantastic kaupapa, and it really is making dreams come true to get back onto the land. It's not just the person who smiles, but the whenua probably does as well, eh?
Yeah, mostly.
Good on you, Annette. Really cool to have a chat. Thanks very much, Annette.
We hope you, and I'll pass your regards on to the brother, Willie.
Yeah, thanks very much. Thank you, Annette. Annette Wehi with a new mahi, and she's a wonderful spokesperson for that mahi.